you might recognize the passage in the Gospel. It's the preparation for the Sermon on the Mount, as it's called. In Luke, as we're going to see, he came down, you see, came down with them, stood on a stretch of level ground. It talks about all these people coming to him. First, as Luke always portrays, St. Luke always portrays our Lord, in a moment of importance, he prays. He spent all night in prayer. Then he made his choices. So many of the saints, you know, spent all night in prayer before they preached. Now, why would you think they'd have to do that? You see, you want to have a few things to say, you know, look it up. But if you want to mediate the divine realities that are in the sacred text, you have to be touched and changed by them. And that may take all night. Jesus himself, you know, total clarity, his mind having the beatific vision even, total clarity, yet spent the night in prayer. A lot of it must have been for those he was going to choose, knowing he was setting them out on the way to martyrdom. They were going to have to learn from him, preach after he rose from the dead, and explain to the world why the death of this one man has given the world back eternal life. So, he prayed all night. Compare that to grace before meals. So just make a real comparison, you know. So he called his disciples to himself. A word in the text is his students, his mathiti. And he chose 12. And he called them apostles, which means ambassadors. One sent out, emissaries, unless it's a particular group. And then he just names them. Huh? Quite an interesting group when you look at it. Huh? Simon, who was called a zealot. That means he was very sympathetic to the violent overthrow of Roman rule. Kind of a terrorist, not in the modern, you know, sneaky sense of the term, but and he must have had quite a change of heart. Now his zealous energy is all to serve Jesus. So now that he's called them, and now he's ready, as St. Luke is, you know, showing us this, he came down with them and stood on a stretch of level ground. A great crowd of his disciples and a large number of the people. They were interested. They wanted to hear Jesus. They wanted to get healed. But they came. And they came from Judea and Jerusalem. Remember when we talked before about you read the text? You reflect on the text, you pray about the text, and you open yourself up for the Holy Spirit to impress the reality that's talked about in this text on your own spirit. When the last happens, then finally the role of the Word of God is being accomplished. So you read. So who was there with Jesus? A great crowd of his disciples, and a large number of the people, just the folks. They wanted to hear him. They wanted to be healed. They wanted to see who he was. And they came from all Judea and Jerusalem. So that's south, right? When you're doing this, it's nice to have a little stick man map in your brain, you know? If they're coming from Jerusalem and Judea, where are they coming from? Well, he hasn't left the north yet. And so they're coming up from the south. The coastal region of Tyre and Sidon. Where's that? This is just reading, you see, so that the impact of the text is made on us before we can start to reflect and pray. And well, you could have a little map there. Take a look. Tyre and Sidon, that's Lebanon. So now they're coming from the south, they're coming from the north, and they came to hear him and to be cured of their diseases. And even those who were tormented by unclean spirits were cured. Everyone in the crowd sought to touch him, because power came forth from him and healed them all. What a remarkable sight that must have been, right? Whether our traditional location of the Mount of Beatitudes is, it's over on the west side of the lake, which is probably true, and there's a mountain there, and there's the Church of the Beatitudes, it's a beautiful place. Or whether it was really somewhere around there, we don't know. But there are a lot of people there. And they're coming, you see, because power came forth from him and healed them all. That's the church. That's the church. You see, we don't have to have a whole bunch of great evangelistic programs. They're not bad. We just have to be holy. That's all. And then talk about God. And pray with people, and some will get healed. That's all we have to do. Now he's got these 12 fellas, and he knows already that one of them is, but he's going to work with them, see what he can do. Didn't work. But now the scene is set for this summary of Jesus' teaching, which was tomorrow. Blessed are you poor. Yours is the kingdom of heaven. All you sick, people who were just beset by demons, oh, you walked from Tyre and Sidon. I mean, that's a two-day walk, you know, or more. It's 2.5 days to walk from Jerusalem to Nazareth. So they didn't, like, you know, get on the bus and go. They really wanted to hear him. They walked for days to get there. And so we should pray. See, if the church would allow itself to be converted. And that's us, right? Never mind getting everybody else converted. What about ourselves? Then people would flock there to hear the truth, to be set free from error, and to be healed, and to be set free from demons.